Here we go. We are back with hour number two of the WWGH sixth anniversary special. Boy, yeah, this is live, and you can tell it because what? Who is that?
Glenn
Coble's on the line. Oh my goodness! I hung up on Glenn Coble. Gee whiz, Glenn, are you there?
We're there, but we're under trees. We had two big trees come down on our block here, and a huge limb come down on our wires out back, so we're just waiting for Con Ed to come. So I'm not going to make it into the party.
Well, we'll miss you, Glenn, but we're so glad you called in to say happy anniversary.
Yeah, happy anniversary. I just saw our thing on the Facebook. It says happy anniversary, and yeah, I'm sorry I'm not going to be there.
Yeah, me too.
All the food's gone, I assume.
You know what? I'll tell you what. We'll leave some pizza out for you tonight. You can pick it up in the morning, Glenn. It'll be on the counter.
That'll be rich. Okay.
Yeah. Well, hey, Glenn, thanks for calling. Yep. Happy anniversary, and listen on the radio.
Okay, happy anniversary to you guys.
Thank you, Glenn. Bye-bye. Glenn Coble, host of Progressive Life, Wednesday 10 to 11, and Swap Shop, which is always a fun program, every Thursday from 12 until 1 p.m., and he also is doing 10 to 12 now every Thursday here on the station. Now, this is important because very recently, the night before Memorial Day, we lost a huge part of this station from day number one. We went on the air June the 10th, 2014, and on June the 11th, 2014, the only icon, legendary broadcaster in the history of Marion Radio, Charlie Evers, went on the air here, and he stayed for 6 years. His last broadcast was on April the 8th, 2020. Charlie left us just a few short weeks ago. So it's hard for him not to be here. Charlie attended every Christmas party with his wife, Jeannie. He attended every anniversary party. Charlie did election coverage with me for the first 5 years that the station was on the air. We broadcast live from the fair. We did the Bratwurst Festival. There was nobody like Charlie Evers, and everybody in this room knew him and connected with him in some way. And I know his wife, Jeannie's out there listening, and possibly his kids, Amy and Kathy and Angie, and we miss him so much, but we are going to pay tribute next 20 minutes to the legendary, one-of-a-kind Hall of Famer. You just can't say enough about Charlie Evers, and there's only one way to kick off this little three-minute... Well, first of all, let me say this. We're going to play 3 minutes of highlights, and the highlight, for my money, and you're going to hear it here, is the funniest moment in the entire 6 years of this station. It happened with Charlie last Christmas. Oh, it has to do with Swap Shop. Listen to it. But we're going to start it with that legendary theme song, which we're going to talk about where that came from. Let's crank it up one more time here on this station, the Charlie Evers theme song. We love you, Charlie. Here you go, and we certainly miss you.
It's time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers show is on. It's time that you can listen. Eras long by gone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may no wrinkles. It may be Hillary's hair. It may be on top of the courthouse. You bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, and a big good morning to all of you. Welcome to another beautiful day. Wow, isn't it nice out there? Okay, we're back once again here at your Christmas program today. Yes, it sure is Christmas, isn't it?
And we've still got another hour after this.
We do.
The Exchange Club is on.
Oh, that's right, the Exchange Club.
Which will all be, and I heard you saying earlier on how much you really enjoy the Swap Shop theme song.
Oh, don't mention it. Don't mention it. Oh, it's time for a swap job. Bring your goods here. We'll sell them for you. Oh, my. I've heard some bad things, but boy, I tell you, that gets up and walks out.
Well, that was a heck of a job. I mean, the poor fellow is, mentally challenged.
Yeah.
What? Oh, no. Gee whiz. That's terrible.
Oh. You know who sings that, don't you?
who sings that, don't you? The Swap Shop theme.
Oh, we have an incoming call.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
Jeez.
Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charles.
Yes.
Yeah, are you guys in the sauce today?
Do we have what? Are we in the sauce? Yeah, you want to join us in the sauce?
You sound like you're in the sauce today. You're having too much fun.
That's right. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
I am doing pretty good.
Yep, you're having too much fun. All right, Charles.
Yeah, okay.
Ooh, jeez.
Oh, man. You know, curiosity has been my big thing. I once was at a railroad crossing, and I saw what looked like vandals had strung beads of paint all over the place. And so I said, boy, you should see what some vandals did last night. Well, the railroad people called me up and said, there weren't no vandals. We were tracing those silver lines tracing our underground wires to update their crossing signals. But curiosity, you know.
Curiosity.
You got to have curiosity.
And nobody had more curiosity than Charlie Evers. God, we miss him. He was one of a kind, and if that clip doesn't tell you that, then nothing will. That was the essence of the man, and he would appreciate nothing more than that we're all gathered here tonight laughing at things that he did. And it's absolutely true. Every last Charlie show before Christmas for 6 years, we have the eggnog and the moonshine, and that was during the last 15 minutes, and Charlie had about four that day. So he was ready to go, and it. You know what I love? The caller in that, Bob Austin, who's a regular caller to this station, has called in since Charlie passed away and talked about how he loves to hear that, Charlie doing the voice, and that was Charlie. You never knew what was going to come out of Charlie's mouth, and he was that way. I could go on all night about Charlie's stories because he was funny like that all the time. The eggnog. Linda, you got to come in for the eggnog sometime. I don't know how you
miss it.
How did you miss the big eggnog around
know.
Here?
Maybe I leave too early.
Oh, you leave too early for the Christmas break. We break it out every year. Oh, yeah. One year he had to get a blood test, and his blood was so thin by the time he left the station that day.
Oh, my goodness.
Day. Now, Sean, there's a postscript to that.
How did I miss it?
Now, Charlie did the imitation of Bob Austin on the air. Mm-hmm. Yep. But talk what happened in the next hour. You remember what happened at 12 o'clock? Remember when Bob came into the studio to pick up
the studio?
He just happened to show up.
And he did it again.
To his face.
To his face.
Did it to his face when he showed up that day.
Yeah, that was funny.
And then we all fell on the floor, and that was just one of those Christmas moments. Well, Charlie and I were arguing that day about poinsettia versus poinsettia.
And then he said... Madge used to call it a
Ponset.
Yeah, Ponset.
She rode high in the social circles. And
yeah.
He, you know, there was just... Linda, you worked with Charlie here
yes,
for six
I did.
Years. Called in on his 85th birthday last year. We had the big celebration.
Yes.
What do you remember about Charlie? We haven't talked about this.
I sang happy birthday to him
on his
birthday.
You absolutely did.
You know?
Did.
I was trying to get in, but I couldn't get in, so... He used to always ask me questions about the Bible, about God, and about going to heaven or going to hell. And he was very curious about that, you know, and I used to share with him the truth as I know it and as, you know, from the Word of God. But he always was very nice to me, always.
And he was curious.
Yes.
It started any subject, and that was the way it went.
He wanted to know. Yes, he did.
Mike, I remember when you first came here, one of the first things you said to me was, I'm going to be working at a station that Charlie Evers works at, and you wanted to come in and meet him.
I did. I've been doing radio for 30 years now, and I had never met Charlie till I started working here, but my remembrance of him was when I was in school, and he was the voice that would tell us, too much snow, you can't go to school. So, you know, that's how I got to know Charlie to begin with, but I only met him actually last year at our anniversary party. It's the first time that I had met Charlie.
And he was just one of a kind.
Yeah,
you
loved
to listen to his show.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, yes, yes. Yeah.
Nate, your whole radio career started
with
Charlie
man.
Evers, didn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, meeting him when I was probably 8 years old out at WMRN. And my grandma took me on a tour and got to meet Charlie in the studio. And if my memory serves me right, he let me press a couple buttons that day. And one of the things he did, he said, hey, you want to see something? I said, sure. He took one of the sliders and slid it all the way to the top and said, you know, everybody in Marion's wondering what the heck is going on. I'll never forget that.
When you came to the station and were a part of Christmas party, you were here last Christmas party with Charlie.
Yes.
What was it like to meet him on a personal level?
Oh, he was so friendly. When I arrived on time, just perfect timing, because I arrived about the time the pizza did. And he was right there. He happened to be getting a slice, and he said, Nate, how about a slice of pizza? You know, that's just the way he was. He wanted to make sure everybody got a bite to eat, make sure everybody was included in everything. And we got to talking a little bit about radio and different memories we had, different stations. And he was just pleasant to talk to. And one of my memories, just in the earlier days of the station here, out at the mall, he would always give away To Die For cupcakes when those were in. So I called in and answered a trivia question. And he said, come on down to the station, get your To Die For cupcake. So I walk into the station, and I happen to have a shirt on that said, made in 1985. He said, were you born in 1985? I said, well, yes, I was. He said, me too. And then he just started laughing. That was just Charlie.
That's Charlie. That's Charlie. Jeff, you worked with Charlie, a long time, and then listened to him on this station. Do you have a memory of Charlie that sticks out in your mind?
I just, well, obviously when he would fill in and do this radio show, and he just absolutely hated that show. So when he was talking about Swap Shop, yeah, he meant it. He just hated it. Maybe the first time I ever met him, because he didn't have to be on the air. I had been there a couple weeks, worked evenings and never met him, and then 1 week I was working overnights, and he came in like 3:30 in the morning, and you know, I mean, I always liked to sleep in as long as I could, but he'd come in, you know, an hour and a half or so before we went on the air, and he'd check the wire, and he'd sit back, and he used to smoke a corn cob pipe, and he could never keep the thing lit, it seemed like. It was always, he'd go through a pack of matches a morning, I think, but just, you know, sat there, and you know, the bib overalls, and it's like, this guy, I mean, there's nothing pretentious about him.
No, and if you heard Charlie Evers on the radio, 52 years he was on the air in this community, you knew Charlie. Even if you'd never met him, if you heard him on the air, you knew him. That was the guy.
Well, I talked about the fact that, because he lived for the Marion County Fair and all of the fairs and doing the community events. And, you know, he'd come on, he'd get off the air at 7 in the morning. A lot of people, you work four and a half hours. His shift wasn't that long. He was only on maybe 2.5 hours or so, but he made, you know, a big impact. But he'd get off the air at 7 o'clock in the morning. He'd be out at the Marion County Fair at 7:30. He'd start his reports, and he'd still be doing his reports at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, and he did that every single day for a whole week.
Well, I said when we started doing this station, there was a year that at the Bratwurst Festival where nobody was covering it. So I said to Charlie, it was a Friday afternoon, I said, Charlie, nobody else is really available. Can you come over and do the Bratwurst broadcast with me? Now, it's August, and it's hot, and Charlie's about 83 at this particular point. We get over there. We're under – well, I'm there. I got there about a half hour early to set up the equipment, and I'm under a tarp, and this torrential downpour happens, and we're outside, and it's hot, and it's nasty, and we're about to go on the air, and I thought, well, Charlie probably turned the car around and went home. He's 83. He's not going to sit out in this. And in this torrential downpour, I look across the parking lot, and I see a person, a silhouette with an umbrella, nobody else out there, coming across the parking lot, and he said, Scott, why is it nobody else uses umbrellas? I'm the only one left who's using an umbrella. All these people are getting wet out here, but I've got an umbrella. And he sat there, and the rain cleared up. He sat there for 4 hours in that heat and muggy, nasty August weather at 83 years old. I didn't know anything about Bucyrus and the Bratwurst Festival. I gave him the microphone. He interviewed the sheriff. I found out what a dirndl was that day. He did it all for 4 hours, and at the end, I thought, he's going to be ticked. He had to sit here in this rain in a folding chair. It wasn't a pleasant day at all. And he put down the microphone and said, this is the best day I've had. That was Charlie. Mm-hmm. That was absolutely Charlie. Adam, do you have a memory of Charlie?
Scott, Charlie was a walking encyclopedia of this area. That's what I would usually describe him as on my show. There was not a piece of trivia, not an intersection of anywhere in Marion County or environs that he wasn't familiar with. And just his contacts with people in the area. He could make anybody seem interesting. I mean, James Anderson, I've always been interested in wildlife, but James Anderson was a great guest, and he just made him better by them being on the air together. And I mean, with Charlie and James talking, anything in nature could be interesting, and that makes us appreciate where we live a lot more, and you can't put a price tag on that. But yeah, Charlie, may he rest in peace. What a legend. Good guy. Yeah, down to earth. You just would never know he was a radio legend for 52 years. There was no airs about the guy at all.
Well, and that's the thing. At one point, we were doing all those tributes, and somebody just said he was a good guy, and that's exactly what he was. He was the uncle we all wish we had. He was a good guy.
And he was like that uncle, you know, we never had. What a man.
Now, Abby, you knew Charlie's daughters.
Yes,
yeah.
I did.
Do you have a memory of Charlie that flips around in your head?
Well, I mean, when he was talking about the Marion County Fair, of course, I grew up listening to him there. My stepdad always had him on. We had to listen to all the reports for that week, but even on beyond that, I mean, we always had him on the radio at home. So, I've gone to school with Amy for lots of years. I mean, pretty much all of our, from middle school on. He used to do the colonial things when we had them at school. I remember doing those. I went to Waldo. Just always remember him. And when he said bib overalls, I flashed a total memory right back, standing in front of Evers Arena with him there with bib overalls. So it was kind of funny the way the memories were coming up, but such a good guy.
And if you, anytime you pass by the courthouse and you see Lady Justice up there, that's Charlie. Every Groundhog Day Buckeye Chuck, Charlie.
Yes.
The Peanut Push is Charlie. Evers Arena is Charlie. And we're going to remember him for a long, long time for all the goodness that he did. And I am proud to make this announcement, which started last Friday, because we taped 3,000 hours of Charlie on this station over 6 years. Every day from now until sign-off, Charlie Evers will be on at 7 a.m., 7 p.m., and 1:10 in the afternoon. The best of Charlie Evers every day. His voice will never be off the air, nor should it be. And for him not to be, it still doesn't seem normal, because he was the best. He was just the absolute best. And the theme song. Got to talk about the theme song. When Charlie started here, his theme music was a fiddle, and he would come on to this fiddle music. And we had a guy doing a show here at that time named Paul Savage, who liked to write theme songs and was a fan of Charlie Evers. So he writes this theme song for Charlie that you heard. That was the theme song, and that was Paul singing it. Paul's passed away 2017, I think, 2018. But I heard that theme song the first time, and I thought, oh, Charlie's going to hate this. Charlie's not going to like that.
Wow.
It's going to be awful. But I thought, I wanted to appease Paul, so I thought, well, I'll do a trick on Charlie, because you could do that, which Charlie liked a good joke. Mm-hmm. So I thought, well, I'll just throw it in there, and I'll have his show start that way, and I'm not going to tell him it's going to start that way. So the thing started, and, you know, I didn't tell him, right. And Charlie, you know, just came up, flipped on the microphone at the end, and said, well, that's very interesting, and came on and did his show. And at the end, I came out, and I said, well, Charlie, I said, I'll pull that out before. He said, no, leave it in. He said, I love it. And I'm telling you, mark this on the calendar. More people have come up to me in the grocery store, at the fair, at the Bratwurst Festival, and sang that song to my... I don't know what it is about that song that people love. And Mike, the other day, you said you were driving home and singing it to yourself. What is it about that song?
It's just memorable. It's just... And you think of Charlie when you hear it.
You do think of Charlie. So you have... We talked about this. Yeah. Don't look at me like that. Don't let me... And in tribute to our friend Charlie, you're gonna perform... We've never done this live, have we? No. No.
I think we're going to, but...
Yeah, we're going to do it here, right? And Adam's going to sing it with you. Oh, boy, this is going to be a real... Charlie, wherever you are... Oh, man, hold on. Here we go. The what? Charlie Evers theme song performed live here on the anniversary. Oh, only if this were on television. Go ahead, the Charlie Evers theme. Go ahead.
It's time to tell your neighbors the Charlie Evers show is on. It's time for you to listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones and call them on the phone. Because Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles. It may be Hillary's hair. It may be on top of the courthouse. You bet old Charlie's there. So email,
you may be invited to dinner,
but tell them you can't come. Because Charlie Evers is on.
And there it is. Man, I wish I would have shown up to rehearsal today.
So do I.
Wow. That was something. Well, very quickly, before we move on to the next subject, because he is our pal and he is our friend, very quickly, we'll just go round robin here quick. How are you going to remember Charlie? Sean, how are you going to remember this legendary guy?
Oh, Charlie. A lot of years and hours with Charlie myself. Definitely a very good man, knowledgeable, and I learned a lot about trees.
From Charlie.
Yeah, so, but I definitely miss him because I love being on the shows with him because he's so funny because you never know what he's going to say. So,
Linda, how are you going to remember Charlie?
The night before Christmas, he always read that at Christmas parties.
And we'll make sure that tradition continues
yes.
as well. We've got six of those on tape.
And, you know, he just has that voice, and it was so interesting, and we would just be watching and waiting for him to start and finish it.
Remember the year yes. he went after Santa Claus? Oh, man, that's a story to tell sometime. Oh, yeah, Mike, that was fun.
I want to hear that.
I'll tell you that story. Mike, how do we remember Charlie?
I will remember him best from just hearing him on the radio over the years is his knowledge of local history, and he was just interesting to listen to. His voice was definitely unique.
Yes, it was.
And we will all miss him.
Yes.
Absolutely. Nate, how are we going to remember this man?
Marion's radio gentleman.
Absolutely.
I believe that's the way we'll do it.
Jeff?
When Andrew Carter called me for the story in the Marion Star a couple weeks ago, and he asked me that same question, and my first thought was all the money you raised for so many causes, the Cancer Society, Lady Justice, you know, Evers Arena, the popcorn or the peanut push, it has to be in the hundreds of thousands of dollars that he raised for so many different causes, and a lot of money raised that, you know, people didn't even know about. He just kind of did it on his own. So all the money that he raised and so many people that he impacted.
Adam, how are we going to remember Charlie?
Mike said, but also he was Marion. He made the people around him better. He made us better.
Yeah.
He made us appreciate what we do. Made us understand that any kind of media, it's part of America. It's part of free speech. And radio, you can't beat it. It's rewarding. Even if we made zero from doing this, the rewards that we get, what we learn about our fellow people in our community, he made us all better, and that's the mark of a true professional, just like they might say about an athlete who has just led his or her team. Charlie led a team of every broadcaster in Mid-Ohio.
Certainly did. Abby, how are we going to remember Charlie?
My family's still active in the Marion County Fair, so I think Evers Arena for us is fair memories outside of the radio, for sure.
I'm just going to remember him as a lot of fun. A lot of fun. When I came in and Charlie was here, and I think I probably spent more time with him than anybody else at this station, when Charlie came in, we had a good time, and I will remember him off the air. I'll remember him during the breaks, the conversations we had, the fun that was just there. He was a good guy, he was a great broadcaster, and nobody can do what Charlie did. Only Charlie can do what Charlie did, and he'll never be replaced. He's an icon.
Yes.
And because of that, and we're going to do, because we are all here, when somebody does something extraordinary in a performance venue, and we don't have a lot of performance venues right now because of all the stuff we're going through, they give him a round of applause. So, for Charlie Evers, until we meet again, Charlie. There we go. Now, 6th anniversary special here on WWGH Radio. Does anybody have a moment that sticks out in their mind of the last six over the last 6 years? Something.
Me, of course.
Oh, go ahead, Adam. What do you got?
Well, I'm sure you know my answer. It was the Mr. Rogers extravaganza.
Which one?
Well, we went to Pittsburgh.
Oh, we did go to Pittsburgh.
You know,
that's
it
right.
Me, sometimes you not really know what do I consider to be just super cool, and I just liked our little talk with Postmaster General Megan. Because she's just interesting, the first female Postmaster General. It's like, you know, kind of a joke. What do you call the Postmaster General? I just called her Megan. And she goes, so, Megan, can you come on the radio station and have me and my colleague referring to you talk to you on the air? And she goes, just a minute, honey. And it was just so sweet that she said that. I'll never forget that. And, you know, she's been in the news because, you know, Donald doesn't really know what she does. And they've kind of gotten into it. She still has the job. I think she's done a really good job because it's not the easiest thing in the world. I mean, the post office, they have big deficits and a lot of controversy. So it's not just that she's just a real, she was just so nice when she talked to us and that she took time out in her presentation at the event. But that was very cool, seeing Franco Harris, kind of a surprise in Pittsburgh. It's just a beautiful city that we were welcomed by the TV station. They told us, it's our home away from home, if you remember, Scott, if we ever need to do something in the Tri-Rivers City. And it was rewarding, and the things that we get to do here at the station, you never quite know, and like anything in broadcasting, there's a surprise every minute. But that obviously was the highlight of my years here. I grew up watching Mr. Rogers, and yeah, Postmaster General, seeing Handyman Negri, Mrs. Rogers, I kind of found a way to get her autograph because she kind of left, but I managed to snag it. So that was fun. People appreciating what that show did, and nowadays too, with our political climate, we need more Mr. Rogers. You know, and I think of if there was ever a time that Mr. Rogers is looking down on us from broadcasting heaven, he and Charlie, this is a great time, and let's have a little Mr. Rogers attitude. It works wonders.
You know what I remember about that trip, Sean? You remember what I remember? You were back here engineering that show, and I was broadcasting live from WQED, the first station in the country, and I called back in and said, okay, do you have us? We're coming up at 12 o'clock, and then I was there with all these people. You know, it was a big presentation. The government had let us in, and we were at WQED, and I did the greatest 45-minute show you've ever heard in your life. I mean, we would have won awards, Associated Press Awards, with this show that I did live from Pittsburgh. Had driven all the way there, got stuck on the ramp, went around and around and around. I did this show live, 45 minutes, interviewed all these people, to call back in at 1 o'clock to find out we were never on the air back here in Marion with that show. That was such a great trip. I remember that so well.
You know, I have a comment on that.
Please do tell.
Communication between you guys, there was three of them there. Me and Charlie was back in the studio.
And Marge.
And we cannot reach you whatsoever. This is why you need to get into the 2000s and get a cell phone.
I had two other people there.
Yeah.
I thought there should have been somebody else who could have handled it.
And there was like three of them there, and I could not get a hold of any one of them.
So the show just didn't happen.
So here I am, live on the air, you know, trying to talk to Charlie and Marge. I'm trying to call Scott at the same time, or I think Adam, or somebody, and I couldn't get a hold of nobody.
Now,
what happened.
Well, that's the happy moments that we've shared here at this station. What's your favorite moment?
Oh, Jesus, so many of them after 6 years.
Catwoman?
Catwoman we had when she came in when Charlie says, hey, there's a T-bone steak over there. That was pretty good.
You remember what she said on the air? Thank goodness we had the bleep going on.
Yeah, she said, holy, you know.
Yeah. Well, it was hilarious because we were giving away food that day, and Catwoman came in, and she was hungry. You know, Catwoman's the lady in town who collects all the cats. I think she's still with us. Yeah. She likes to be called Catwoman. So she just walked in during a live. It was Mr. McFeely and Charlie were on the air. And she walks in, and she wants food. And we're not a restaurant. We're not a deli. We don't have food sitting out there. Right. And Charlie does not like her. And he was trying to get her away. Oh, yes. He didn't like her. Because he said, well, there's some donuts over there. And she said, oh, I don't want any donuts. He said, well, there's a T-bone steak over there.
He did.
So he says, well, you got to answer a trivia question to get one of these things. And she says, well, what's the trivia question? And I still remember it. He said, where's the Crayola crayon at in Ohio? And she said, I don't know. And she took a wild guess, and she said, Sandusky. And Charlie goes, you're right. And she said, holy boop, right in front of Mr. McFeely and Charlie. And everybody hit the floor and just left that day. We cleaned out the place. Oh, but that was the Catwoman story.
But, yeah, there's so many memories. The
Republican races. Convention.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, too bad Terry's not here.
Yeah, because you guys were there.
He was at the Republican convention with me up in Cincinnati at the Q.
Yeah.
We had all that security there. About got shot. It was a whole thing.
We had Tony Pacos.
We did Tony Pacos with Mary Ellen Withrow. Yeah. We did Pittsburgh, as Adam alluded to. We
New York.
New York. Phil Donahue and Amazing Kreskin. And remember when, you know what I remember about New York is when Terry got his pocket picked.
Oh, yes.
On the streets of New York.
he whips his wallet out.
Yeah, you weren't.
I wasn't there, but I've heard the story.
He
takes out his wallet.
Which you don't do. I had my wallet in my back pocket. We were going down the street.
Oh, no.
And the guy was selling CDs. I don't know what he was doing. And I told I said, don't take out your wallet. I'm trying to mumble to him. He can't hear me. I'm like, Terry, don't take out your wallet. He whips his wallet out on the streets of Manhattan right there on Broadway, and boy, they grabbed his wallet out of his hand and went through it.
Really?
Handed his wallet back to him, and we get about 10 steps up the way from these people, and he turns to me and he goes, they got 50 cents left in my wallet.
Oh, man.
They picked him clean there in New York.
They gave the wallet back. Yeah.
They did give him the wallet back, but boy, it had fingerprints all over it. So that was a great Cape Cod. We went up to interview Pat Carroll and...
Yeah, there's so many memories. Like, you can't just pick one.
No, and a lot of interesting people who've come.
Yeah, lots,
Lulu. Lulu was here. Lulu Roman, you were here for that, Adam. That was an interesting... Yeah, so it's fascinating. Nate, do you have a favorite moment? You've been a listener as well. Listener and on-air host.
Right. One of my favorites as a listener is your election specials.
Election
specials because you can't get them anywhere else here in Marion, and they're fun to listen to, and especially when the results don't come in because then you got to come up with other things to talk about. But anyhow, they're a lot of fun. And then I'll never forget this one. Early on in my own program on Wednesdays, I got a call. Somebody wanted to answer a trivia question. And in the background, somebody's kid said the worst swear word you could ever think of. I mean, and you could hear it plain. And there's absolutely nothing you could do except, well, folks, that was some colorful language. Let's go to the next caller. I mean, what do you say to that? But when you're it's live radio, that's what it is. And but those are two of my memories. I love the election coverage, and that's one of my colorful moments there from my program as well.
You know, it's become a tradition. Now, Mike, you took part in election coverage this last year. Sean, you've been there a few times. It's an interesting night. Linda, you've been down at the Board of Elections.
Yeah, I was
on
the first to report last election.
Absolutely, when all the machines went down, we were here. But it's a long night. We never break. We stay on for 3-4 hours or whatever it is. It's a long, long night.
Especially when nothing's coming in and we have to think of things to talk about.
I thought we did okay last year.
I'm glad the mayor showed up that night.
The mayor did show up that night.
Somebody else was here.
Who else was here?
Mary Ellen was here.
Was Tara Dyer here?
Tara Dyer was here. Glenn was at Democratic headquarters. Right. Terry was at Republican.
Was here.
Not last year.
Not last year.
But the first 4 years he was. First 5 years he was. But the Christmas party is always something I look forward to. Now, I think everybody here has attended a Christmas party at one point or another at this particular point. The singing at the Christmas party.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how would you qualify that? As we try to do carols every year.
Right. Well, C. C+.
C plus?
One bad.
You think?
Yeah.
I think some years we've done better than others.
That's true.
Last year, I think we went right into the tank very quick on at Christmas. Mike, what do you remember about... you were at the last two Christmas parties.
I was at the last Christmas party. I'm just thinking of the singing. That's why I'm laughing.
Oh, wasn't
Sorry.
That something?
That was... Interesting. Did we destroy all the evidence of that?
Yeah, I don't think that's on tape anywhere anymore.
Good.
That's
good.
Long gone.
We'll try to do better this year.
I remember going to the prison and interviewing the prisoners back in 2018. My first interviews that have ever been done inside of MCI. I remember that.
And I remember I had to walk two football fields carrying all the equipment. And Scott was just, all he had was... Would you have a notebook?
A notebook. Why, well, to be prepared for the prisoners.
Why do you think he brought you?
Oh, I know. I tell
you. Engineer. You were my engineer that day.
Yeah, so now we have a better carrier.
We had to get padded down. It was a mess.
Yes.
Then you have to send all your equipment through the scanners and the whole bit.
And I had to take off my belt. You know, I'm a big guy. You take a belt off. And I told him, I was like, I said, my pants is going to fall down. So right here, I'm trying to hold my pants up, you know? It's like, oh, my goodness.
And I thought, if we were like the most professional crew that's ever in this place, I don't know who does. But pants falling down, belt missing.
But, you know, it was very interesting, though. Know, the guys that we interviewed, the inmates, were really nice.
I thought they were very sharp. I enjoyed talking with them.
Yeah.
I enjoyed talking to everybody. They're all fascinating.
But I was going to bring the cheesecake story up.
Cheesecake.
Charlie Evers always wants you to eat
fruitcake.
Classic fruitcake, right? Claxton. Oh, Claxton, yeah.
And one year we took up a donation, and and I ate that horrible, nasty, awful thing. It was awful. It was misery, truly misery.
Oh, you had to see his face.
Oh, it was awful.
They
even videotaped that.
Yeah.
I think all footage of that has been removed as well, eating that awful, nasty fruitcake. But, you know, this is one of the things I like about this station as we wrap up 6 years here and go into year number seven, I guess. You know, we do laugh together. We do get together. We do have fun on election night. We do, during the breaks, talk to each other. And there are so many places where I have worked in broadcasting where that does not happen. People are not friends. People are not friendly. They go in, they shut the door, and that's it, and you don't talk to anybody. I look forward to the breaks. I like talking to people. I like the anniversary party every year. I like the Christmas party every year. We have all become very friendly with each other, and I don't think anybody really knew each other prior to coming here to any great extent. And somehow this was a bonding experience for everybody.
Yeah, I was driving all
the
way over.
It's like being in prison.
Yeah.
For 6 years. Maybe one day we'll all get paroled. I don't know.
When I was driving over here
family.
Trying to fix the
family.
When I was driving over here trying to fix the pizza issue, I was listening to you guys, but I thought back to memory. You know, when we first turned on the transmitter, you know, 6 years ago, and we heard our very first
broadcast
across the airwaves.
6 years ago today.
You know, that was very, it's very interesting. 6 years later, where we're at today.
Everybody thought it would fail.
Yeah,
I remember
a lot of people that.
A lot of naysayers in the beginning. Everybody came in and, oh my goodness, you can't do repeats in radio. You can't repeat talk radio. You can't do this. You can't do that. Well, we did it.
We did it.
And we're here 6 years later. 6 years is a long time. That's what I've been thinking about. 6 years will wear you out.
Yeah.
Long time.
I think tomorrow might be my last day.
I doubt that.
After all this time. But you know, Jeff, you know. Long time.
Yeah.
You know, 6 years.
You're good, too, Scott.
Huh?
You're good, too.
Well.
You are.
I show up.
Yeah.
But you were talking earlier about some of the things that you remember. I remember the Harry Carey interviews.
Oh,
I don't know who he was, but he was terrific. And I remember when you covered the Cubs and the Indians.
The World Series.
Yeah.
That's right.
I really enjoyed hearing that.
You know, it's the stories you remember about those things that are odd, because we did cover the World Series between the Cubs and the Indians. Couldn't have been written more perfect, because I'm a gigantic Cubs fan.
Okay.
They had not won the World Series in forever. Went to Game 7. It was beautiful up in Cleveland. The Cleveland's an Ohio team, so it was great to cover. We didn't have to drive very far to get up there. And we set up in this beautiful spot between the Q and Jacobs Field, but what's it called? Progressive Field. So we're stuck there in the middle. So we're not in either. Even though we have press passes, we decided to set up because we could see the whole game right there. And where we were set up was just a better spot, and some guy wheeled the big World Series trophy by, and we got to interview everybody, and it was a lot of fun. But the funny thing was, I was with Terry on that one, too. He was engineering the show, and all we had was a microphone. And, you know, during a four-hour broadcast, you have to use the bathroom at some point.
Oh, yeah.
So I went into the queue and used the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And so we got to the next break, and Terry said, well, I need to use the restroom. Where did you go? And I said, well, in the queue. And the security guard would not let him in. And I'll tell you, we got to like hour three, and I thought he was going to bust right there.
Whoa.
On the oh man, it was ugly. And finally, he begged the guy, and he let him in to use the restroom in the queue. That's what I remember about the World Series coverage. But it was fun being out there on that lake. The wind was so cold, and the Cubs won. It was a beautiful night. It was a great World Series. Adam?
Well, you mentioned you ran into Wolf Blitzer in the men's room in Cleveland.
I have
times.
Spent a lot of time in the bathroom on these trips. That's exactly
right. That's kind of a memory that I just hear. So
that was the Republican.
You don't think a newsman is going to the bathroom. They're always behind the desk and wearing their suit and tie. But they got to use the men's room just like
yes.
a regular person, just like a nobody like myself.
What makes a difference?
You all got to go.
Right.
We were in the media section.
Did you enjoy our visit with Karen Knotts as much as I did? I mean, I just love
Don Knotts' daughter. You know, I liked her.
Yeah, she looks like Don. Her mannerisms were similar, so I was kind of seeing a little bit of Don in her.
That's exactly what a woman wants to hear. You look like Don Knotts.
Oh, wow.
it was fascinating. I've read a little bit about her. There's some stuff online about her. And Don Knotts was a great actor.
Well, I remember when Mr. McFeely came the first time, the Channel 4 News came from Columbus down to cover it, and that was it was a cold, cold winter day, and Mindy Dreyer came down, and she was in the studio, and I did not know she was coming. So, you know, here we had Mr. McFeely dressed up in his regalia, and for some reason, I still don't remember, we had Toots the Clown, Don Tootle, and he was dressed up in his clown makeup, and when Mindy Dreyer walked in there, she probably thought we were all nuts. We had a clown sitting around, and Mr. McFeely. But, yeah, there was an interview on the news from WWGH Radio. And Ted Toots, who wanted me to be a ring, or a, what was he asked me to do? A celebrity. What's the thing at the circus? Ringmaster.
Oh,
I said, no, thank you. I don't need to do that. But those moments were all fun. And New York was such a thrill. To go there and interview Phil Donahue at the Wellington Hotel and Kreskin and Pat Carroll and Jim Fowler. And it's just a tremendous amount of fun. Now, Mike, do you have any big memories? You were a longtime listener before you joined the station. You
would I listened occasionally. All
you
kept
time.
Trying to get me to come in and work for you.
Begging.
We had many discussions about that.
We did.
About a certain aspect of it.
Yes.
Which still hasn't happened. But
No.
But I'm glad
to be
here.
Don't hold your breath.
Right.
I've been very glad, very privileged to be here. I feel like we're doing something in the community that, well, no other local stations are doing for the most part right now. One of the best memories I have is being at Tony Paco's, and when Mary Ellen signed the bun up there. And by the way, the buns that they sign are actually styrofoam, so they last longer. In case people were wondering about that. But that was fun to go up there. And
well, it is fun to go on the road. You know, I've liked that. I think I've been on every trip the station ever went on, and it's fun. It's fun to go out. Mm-hmm. Oh, we did things from Nashville this past year. I forgot about that. I broadcast live from outside the Grand Ole Opry on a cold, cold, cold Saturday night. But there we were, right out in front of the Grand Ole Opry, having a great time.
Yeah, you've done a lot. That's what I'm saying. You're good.
There was one other thing I really, the wall that heals.
Oh,
I had
yes.
folks on for that a couple of times, and that was a privilege to be a part of that. And Marion was very honored to have that happen.
You know what I was just thinking? We've broadcast from New York. We've broadcast from Nashville. We've broadcast from Pittsburgh. We've broadcast from Cleveland. We've broadcast from
Toledo,
certainly. We've gotten around, and I don't know that it, Nate, I don't know that any other local station does that anymore.
No, you certainly are unique when it comes to that. We are certainly unique when it comes to that. And you just follow our Facebook page. Folks, follow our Facebook page. And you never know what's going to be happening at any given time because there's all kinds of specials, you know. And then, of course, your morning show, you have a slew of different guests. You never know who you're going to have on. And then
I don't know most mornings.
And then you never know what sort of extras you're going to get, you know. And then with the shows that you have in the repeats throughout the night, you know, you can tune in the middle of the night and you never know what you're going to hear. And it just makes for a unique broadcasting experience for the Marion area. And, you know, I think it'd be great if we were a big old 15,000-watt radio station. That'd be fantastic.
Well, you know, what I love about this industry is that there are people, there's somebody listening in Pennsylvania. The other night, we got the message on Facebook that some guy listens in Phoenix, Arizona, all the time. It is a national. Who would guess that that sort of thing was...
I know someone listens from D.C.
D.C. Mm-hmm. We got... I know people go on vacation, snowbirds down in Florida, and they'll listen because we're the only station with local talk content still left here. It's kind of amazing that that...
We had somebody from China.
We had somebody from China. That's exactly right. So, Abby, you're the newbie.
Yes.
So far, so good?
So far,
You've been
good.
Around?
Only for about, 4 months now? Probably?
4 months. And, yeah. But you now, you're doing the Friday show with
now
me.
Now I have a thing.
You have a thing every Friday.
He told me that Friday during the show that now I have a thing. Yeah. Yeah.
You do have a thing. How did you feel? Because you're joining a show that has an 11-year legacy at four different stations with a lot of great people.
I'm honored.
Yeah.
I mean, really, when you asked me, though, you said, can you fill in Friday? I said, sure. And then he posts this whole thing, like this permanent person.
No.
Yes, that's exactly how it went.
Well.
I got a message like, you're permanent? I was like, so, yeah, I guess so.
No, I said, do you want to do this? And you said, yes, I want to do this.
Yeah, but you asked me if I want to do this Friday. That's not like every Friday at noon. Of course I'm honored, and I'll do it. I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining. I'm saying I'm very excited.
There'll be a new host this Friday. I can feel it already.
See? He's replacing me.
Boy, oh boy, this is the way it goes. So here we are at 6 years. As we're getting, it's 2 hours. We've got to get together more often because we only do this twice a year, and that's not enough, obviously, because I do think of us as a family here. And I think it's important to recognize people in it because we do have a lot of fun at these specials, and we do laugh and have a great time. But the point is that you have to say these things, and you have to take a moment and mention these notes, that without Adam, our website is a tremendous website for a radio station, and he keeps the obituaries up, which are tremendous because we're the only station in Marion that still does obituaries four times a day, and he does his show, but the website is the important part. You can go there and get archives dating back to 2016. It is updated regularly. That's tremendous, and to have a website that streams and you can get your mobile devices, it's perfect. So Adam keeps us going there, and it's tremendous. And Nate came on board and took the game show trivia aspect of what we do here to a whole new level with gifts from places that we don't give stuff away from. It's enticed the audience. It's a very homespun, unique program with all kinds of aspects for people, and we cannot appreciate that any more than we do. Mike came along and certainly fulfilled the public domain, public access, public interest file by having on people in the community who come on and tell you when events are going on and things are happening, and that's a tremendous asset to have here. And of course, Voice of a People, which has been here since day one. Linda has put so many hours in since 2 days a week since the beginning, 6 years ago, the only one left except me and Sean from the beginning, who's been here doing a regularly scheduled program for the last 6 years, and also for a long time, being the only woman on the air in Marianne, that's very important. So
true.
Linda has always been, and we have such fun with Linda. We've gotten together so many different places,
yes,
and had so much fun. It's become a family atmosphere. Terry, who's not here, Terry comes in and engineers programs, and anytime you ask Terry to do something, he puts his best effort forward to try to get it done. He does do his best. Pastor Whitaker, who's not here with us tonight, but he's on every Tuesday, the pastor's great. I talked to the pastor this afternoon. See, that's one of the things about this station that's very feeling, is that the pastor called to say he couldn't come. You know, other places, people just don't come. But the pastor wanted to make sure that we knew that he wasn't coming because it is that family-type atmosphere.
Right.
When a family member doesn't show up, you call and let them know you're not going to show up. And, of course, Sean, who was here from day one, we were up in the tower when it was 5,000 degrees trying to put the transmitter in, and it was awful. But we got it on, and we are here 6 years. Who can believe we would be here 6 years later?
Absolutely.
Unbelievable when you think about it. So you take all the combined work And Abby coming on here in the last 4 months and now being on Fridays.
Yeah.
Again, another woman on the air is very important. You've got to have a woman's voice on the air. You've got to have a woman's perspective.
True.
And to come on and argue and not take it personally is always a lot of fun. And also all the things she's brought, mini pops in the morning and so on and so forth. I have to appreciate that.
And the sausage bits.
Oh, yes. Let's not bring that up on this. No.
Delicious.
My right artery still hasn't opened back up since I ate that sausage.
You would know good food.
So, and Jeff, who retired after 40 years in radio and comes by and dropped just a few weeks ago, dropped in with breakfast for me and stayed 3 hours, and we had a great time on the air, having a good time. And everybody who's been here in the past 6 years, you know, we talked about Marge and Charlie tonight, but there have been so many, Paul Savage and the Heaven Express show that ran on Sunday nights, and the Sober Joe program, and Britt Cornelius, who did a show here for so long. And, you know, I just have never been more happy to encapsulize a six-year period. We've had fun. We've just had absolute fun. So, before we part ways on this sixth anniversary, any final thoughts on the night to everybody? Go ahead and final thought it up.
Well, first I want to say, Scott, you keep the station running, programming.
So I make sure the gerbil's awake every morning.
That's right. So you keep the programming going, and so good job for that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I just want to say, 6 years later today, we are growing and getting bigger and bigger every day. And I'm going to thank all the staff and all the talent that's on the radio station. You guys do all a great job to keep it going. So, good job.
Thank you.
Mike, what do you think?
Like I said earlier, it's just a privilege for me to be a part of it. I didn't think I'd stick around for very long, but you know what? I would miss it if I wasn't here every Monday. So, Lynn and I have been somewhat friends.
Right.
And Scott and I have known each other for several years.
We're working on the friendship.
So I'm passing the mic on here.
It's just nice to be part of something that, you mentioned something about when the mic shut off, what goes on between the breaks. There's a lot of fun. I can't always say that it hasn't been that way at other stations I've been at. When the mics shut off, there has been a lot of bickering that's going back and forth. Here, it's just a lot of fun. And that's what I appreciate about WWGH Radio, is that we all have a lot of fun. And Wednesdays is just a highlight for my week, and I just appreciate all of my co-announcers and all of my friends here with the radio station.
Linda, what do you think?
About being here?
Yeah, about the station.
My mind went somewhere else. I'm sorry.
Linda checked out about 10 minutes ago.
Yep.
I love it. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Interesting experience.
Yes, very interesting. And I look forward to it.
Yes.
When I can be here.
Adam?
Did you want to hear Dr. Ruth tell her feelings about the station?
Adam.
Of the station.
Let's do it.
I want to thank you, Scott, for having me on a couple of times. But please don't ask me about Donald Trump, because I won't tell you. But your radio station is the best.
So she wanted to compliment you on your great station, Scott. But don't ask her about Donald, because she's not going to tell you.
No, she won't. Jeff, what do you think?
There are not many stations in the country that are not structured.
And it's
nice to be able to listen to a station that doesn't have to hit the bottom of the hour news, or doesn't have to do traffic at 10 till and 10 after or whatever, and you can listen to Phyllis Diller and Phil Donahue and trivia. I mean, you can, 3 hours you can hear all of that. So there's not a lot of stations like that, and I like the variety.
Abby, what do you got?
It's been fun.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, it's very deep.
Well, let me see over the last 4 months how many memories I have. It's been fun, Scott. This has been a fun night. I look forward to, you know, 6 more years being here. It's exciting.
Well, all I know, we certainly don't have structure. That is true. But we like not having structure. And it's true. We can do anything. We can wipe this out and go right into the next thing, and that's what's fun. And that's spontaneity, and I think that's what everybody appreciates about this station. And
Talk about anything.
I don't think there's any subject we have not done.
That's right.
We've done anything. Oh, my goodness gracious. We've done politics. We've done potpourri. We've done, name it, we've talked about it on this day.
Yeah, doing flowers. Politics Monday. Yes, I am.
Yeah, it's
Jim Combs.
Fruitcake, anything. Well, you know what? It's my great pleasure to wrap up this 6-year anniversary, but I'll be back tomorrow morning. I'll be on tomorrow morning.
When the day is through.
And Adam will not be here tomorrow morning, but we appreciate him for being here tonight.
Yes.
He'll call in tomorrow morning. I don't know if the phones will be working, though. I've heard there might be some trouble with the phones tomorrow morning. But as we get ready to wrap up the show tonight, you know what I'm saying, Linda?
Yes, I
do. Have you ever had that problem with the phones?
Yes, always.
I'm going to have that tomorrow morning. Well, you know what's funny? I want to say this before we go. The blooper reel here is so much fun to listen to sometimes because it happens right on the air. You know, you can't get away from, you don't hit this, the phone doesn't work.
They can't hear you on the other line.
I mean, you sweat blood over these type of things. But it's been great. So
yes.
For Terry and who else wasn't here tonight?
Glenn called in.
That's right.
Yeah.
Ted was supposed to come. Ted. For Mike and Nate and Jeff and Adam and Linda and Abby and Sean, I'm Scott for WWGH Radio. For all of us at WWGH Radio and from all of us at WWGH.
I'm headed to the dugout.
I was in the middle of a big ship end there for a 6th anniversary. What are you doing?
Go ahead. I do this all the time, Joanne.
No, I'm not going to. No, I'm not going to do it now. You end this show however you want to.
We are headed to the dugout.
Good night, everybody. Talk to you in the morning.
WWGH1071.com.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a